Petticoats and frills. We'd go to church on Sunday up in the Georgia hills. But listening to the preacher, my mind would start to roam. I'd think about the dinner we'd have when we got home. And we'd have fried chicken cooked in a big iron skillet, sliced tomatoes and a mess of black-eyed peas, hot biscuit and a bowl of mama's gravy, string beans cooked with fat back and a big old glass of tea. Well, mama did the cooking, but would help her, there's no doubt. Laurie put the plates on when Claire would get them out. Arjun got the knives and forks, the spoons were left to me. Nancy got the napkins and Daddy fixed the tea. And we'd have fried chicken cooked in a big iron skillet, sliced tomatoes and a mess of black-eyed peas, hot biscuit and a bowl of mama's gravy, string beans cooked with fat back and a big old glass of tea. Oh, Pickin' Red. I am older and my southern seeds are sowed. We do a lot of traveling and eating on the road. When we pull into McDonald's and we order our Big Mac, I can see that Sunday dinner as my mind goes wandering back. When we'd have fried chicken cooked in a big iron skillet, sliced tomatoes and a mess of black-eyed peas, hot biscuit and a bowl of mama's gravy, string beans cooked with fat back and a big old glass of tea. Yeah, string beans cooked with fat back and a big old glass of tea. Thank you. Thank you, fried chicken lovers. We got a request to do this next number, and I know it's already been done, and it's been done by the guy that wrote it. And I don't think anybody does a better job of singing his own songs than Will McLean. But this has always been one of our favorite songs that Will has written, and we've recorded it, in fact, on one of our record albums. So we'll do this. It's the story of the Okeechobee Flood, and I'm sure you all know and love this song. I hope you like our arrangement of it. It's one called Hold Back the Waters. Was in the late 20s that there came a great flood. It drowned 4,000, their graves was the mud. 'Twas nothing could withstand that great tidal wave, and the ghosts of the vanished still cry from the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee. For Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the warm winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls.
Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold.
The Seminole left there in haste, then with speed. Their wise words of warning were given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turned black as the night. And hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for a poor soul.
Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold.
Now Lake Okeechobee is calm and serene. The land all around it is fertile and green. But the people get fearful when the wild winds do roam. They look at the earth down and they think of their home. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee. For Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls.
Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Oh, thank you. That's that number is one of the great classics of Floridian folk music, Murphy.
Yes, it is, Red, and I hate to follow such a solemn and wonderful song with a little novelty piece that I wrote, but seems so insignificant or something. But we got a request to repeat a number we did at the banjo workshop. It wasn't a banjo workshop. It was a bluegrass workshop this afternoon. And so we'll do this. It's a number that dates back to my high school days up in the corner of Northeast Georgia. You might be happy to know this song doesn't have anything to do with church. We did do other things occasionally, and one of them was this. You know, when I was growing up, going steady was a real big thing in high school, especially in a small town like Clarksville. So if you were a girl and you weren't going steady with somebody, there wasn't just a whole lot to do on the weekends. In fact, there was about nothing to do except this one thing, which was call up your other girlfriends that weren't going steady, borrow your parents' car for the evening, drive around, pick everybody up, turn the radio up on full blast, and head for the nearest Dairy Queen to go riding around. Now, all the boys, of course, who weren't going steady, had also headed down to the Dairy Queen, ostensibly to ride around also, but I'm sure I don't need to tell this to esteemed and knowledgeable crowd that the end result of all this riding around that was supposed to be going on up there in Habersham County, at least from the girls' point of view, now you have to see, well, it was to get picked up. And, of course, some of us were luckier at that than others. Actually, the lucky ones in Habersham County were the ones that didn't get picked up. Black. Sort of like riding around Palatka. Sorry, I knew there'd be somebody from Palatka here. You know. Anyhow, I was just telling you all that so you know where art comes from. It's the title song of our first record album. It's one called Riding Around on Saturday Night. When Saturday night would roll around and I without a date was found, which usually was the case, I hate to say, I'd make a dash for the telephone. I'd call up Sharon, Jane, and Joan and say, y'all want to go riding around? I'd put on my newest Bobby Brooks shirt, John Romaine headband, and villager skirt, my Ouijan loafers, and the footies with the balls on the back. I'd cover my face with Clearasil and tweed cologne for that fragrant smell. I felt just like a model from 17 magazine. Riding around on Saturday night, staying home just wouldn't seem right. Turn on your radio, what a delight. Riding around on Saturday night. Thank you. Demarest bound to see who'd parked at the lake in town, but we found that too depressing, so we split. We rode out to see the haunted house, but everything there was quiet as a mouse, so we drove down Thrill Hill a couple of times. With the radio blaring out "Light My Fire," we girls decided to retire to the Dairy Queen for an order of Cokes and French fries. When we got done, the lot was a slowdown line of cars going round it time after time, local boys revving their engines and hiding their beer. Riding around Saturday night, staying at home just wouldn't seem right. Turn on the radio, what a delight, riding around on Saturday night. Well, we looked over what there was to see. We're about to leave when Jane said to me, "Check out that hunk on the table over there." Well, I turned my head and beheld the sight of a pair of wingtips and jeans so tight that you could see the outline of his wallet in his back pocket. "Looks good to me," I said to her. "I believe that's what we want, yes, sir. And those boys with him don't look bad either." When they got in, the car was full. This time the lake didn't seem so dull. Riding around's a lot more fun when you don't ride so much. Riding around on Saturday night, staying at home just wouldn't seem right. Turn on your radio, what a delight, riding around on Saturday night.
Oh, thank you. Here's a number now that was set down on an old 78 RPM record by a couple of boys up in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1952. One was a four-string banjo player named Arthur Smith, and the other was a five-string banjo player named Don Reno. They released that single. It's about this big around, you know, one of the old-fashioned 10-inch 78 RPM discs. Sold 37 and a half copies in Spartanburg. It languished in obscurity for many years until the Warner Brothers Motion Picture Company picked it up and put it on a movie soundtrack in 1973. Warner Brothers is usually real careful about everything, I suppose, but in this occasion they weren't quite careful enough to notify Mr. Smith of what they were doing with his tune. Well, Mr. Smith waited until the movie had made lots of money, you see, and then brought a court action against these turkeys, and up in New York City, Arthur Smith and Don Reno took their banjos into the federal courtroom and played dueling banjos for the judge, who immediately suggested to the Warner Brothers attorneys that they try to get Mr. Smith to settle out of court if they possibly could, which Mr. Smith was glad to do for $200,000 plus all the royalties they owed him. This is a good tune. We learned it a long time ago off of Dillard's record. It's called Dueling Banjos. Cheap Licks, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Red's getting right on the guitar there. Willa, we'd like to run in a little bluegrass song for you right here if we could to sort of break things up. We are supposed to be a bluegrass band, you know. This is a number that's recorded by the Stanley Brothers, Ralph and Carter. And you got the very interesting title, I've Got a Pig at Home in a Pen.
Signs of rain, so get your already bonnet on, little lines of jail. I got a pig at home in a pen, going to feed him all on. I need a pretty little girl to feed him when I'm gone. I'll go up on the mountain, so little cane, and raise a barrel of sorghum for sweet little Liza Jane. I got a pig at home in the pen, corn to feed him all on. All I need is a pretty little girl to feed him when I'm gone. How do you think I know she's walking with that kingdom gun hanging down so low? I got a pig at home in a pen, corn to feed him all on. All I need is a pretty little girl to feed him when I'm gone. I got a pig at home in a pen, going to feed him all. All I need is a pretty little girl to feed him when I'm gone. Oh, I got a pig at home in a pen, going to feed him all. All I need is a pretty little girl to feed him when I'm gone.
Pig and a pen. Thank you. Woo. Mercy.
Randa. Let's do a number here that it was written, I guess, for Little Jimmy Dickens. I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with Little Jimmy Dickens. He's probably the shortest member of the Grand Ole Opry. He's really quite about my height, and he plays a guitar that's even bigger than that, and he wears a great big old cowboy hat, and he looks awful small. Well, he recorded this song, and I found it on an old record album, and I decided, well, this song just fits me to a T. You know, when you see me standing up here beside Red, it makes me look awful small. I'm not really this small. I just look this small. I sort of appropriated this number for my own, and we'll do this especially for any of the kids in the audience. It's one called I'm Little But I'm Loud. I'm loud. butterfly. I'm a little, but I'm but I'm proud. I'm countryfied and I don't care who knows it. I'm like a bandy rooster in a big red rooster crowd. I'm beauty shot, I'm little, but I'm loud. Church one Sunday morn, and I was plumb embarrassed to my skin. I hit a high note, turned around, and sure as I was born, two cows and 14 hogs come walking in. I'm a little, but I'm poor, but I'm proud. I'm country fine, and I don't care who knows it. I'm like a bandy rooster in a big red rooster crowd. I'm beauty short, I'm little, but I'm loud. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'd like to do just a couple more here, and we sure appreciate y'all sticking around. I know it's getting awful late. I'd like to remind you, we do have some record albums backstage. If you would like to drop back and get one or see them or just talk to us for a little while, we got to put it on the road for Georgia just as soon as we get done. But we'll stay around for a little while. I'd like to visit with you. We'd like to do a really ripping, roaring, hot banjo tune here. We've got a couple of my absolutely favorite banjo students here, and so we'll do this especially for... for Henry and for Larry and Richard and Michael. Don't want to forget them either. It's one called John Hardy Was a Desperate Little Man. Red just picked the strings right off his guitar on that one, and good thing we got another one handy. We'll close out with this little number. This is a little song that I wrote when we were living down here in Florida. A lot of y'all might have seen us playing when we had our full band together, and for quite a number of years, at least two, my youngest sister, Laurie Hicks, was playing the bass with us. She's sort of small like me, little but not too loud, and she played with us for a couple of years, and then she left the world of bluegrass music and went on to bigger and better things as she saw it. And mighty proud to say she decided she wanted to be a doctor, so she left us to go up to Augusta Medical College and enter medical school up there.
And when she left the band, I wanted to do a little something special for her. She was the youngest of five girls. She was the last sister we could run through the band on the bass fiddle. So I thought something really special was required. So I sat down to write a song for her because I thought it'd be a good thing to do. And the song turned out to be a pretty nice little song. So we did it as a surprise for her and worked it up and sang it for her on the last gig that she played with us. And unfortunately, she'd been grievously overserved that evening and didn't remember a whole lot about the song or the evening either one.
Yeah, the best part's when you pulled into the driveway and she fell out of the van on her head.
Anyhow, we sang the song for her again the next day. She liked it a whole lot, and we did too. We've kept it in the show ever since, but we always like to dedicate this to Laurie, wherever we're playing from. So once again, we'll send this out to Laurie up at Augusta Medical College, all the way from the Stephen Foster Memorial in White Springs. Laurie, this is for you. It's called When You're Cutting on That Cold, Cold Corpse. Just remember where you could be. We moved down here from Georgia, oh, just to play in a bluegrass band. Gonna work real hard, gonna make a lot of money. What a wild and crazy plan. But now, oh Lord, you're leaving. You're gonna study, gonna be an MD. So when you're cutting on that cold, cold corpse, just remember where you could be. Picking bluegrass at the Orange and Brew, singing Rocky Top, Tennessee. Singing Fox on the Run, you son of a gun, won't you sing it once for me? Will you miss me when you're gone to Augusta, Georgia? There's no place to be. So when you're cutting on that cold, cold corpse, just remember where you could be. Smile at me, and when you're cutting on that cold, cold corpse, just remember where you could be. Picking bluegrass at the Orange and Brew, singing Rocky Top, Tennessee. Singing Fox on the Run, you son of a gun, will you sing it once for me? Will you miss me when you're gone to Augusta, Georgia? There's no place to be. So when you're cutting on that